when you fed, when you gave them their, did y'all pay them by the week or did you furnish them? Y'all didn't have your own store, did you?
Well, we just had what they call a commissary.
Yeah.
It just went down the basement of the big house, see, over here. And they started the spring, they'd get what they call a furnish. You'd give them so much a month, and you take it out of their half of the, see, they formed on a half. And in the fall, they'd pay you back. Every one of them, they would have 5, 6, 7 acres of cotton, see. And then you'd furnish them money until they start picking cotton. When they pick cotton, they would pick their own cotton with a little, and they'd get the seed, they'd get their half of the seed money, and they'd live with that until they finished their crop. And paid the money back, paid the furnish back, and then what they had left out of their half, that's what you'd give to them. Mm. It was close.
Yeah. In other words, they, a lot of times they couldn't pay back what was.
Well, that's right. Some cases, but we've been pretty fortunate about that. We never have any of them that was really stayed in debt too much. Now, we never had the trouble with colored people. Not at all. They did treat them good. But it's some of them have been pretty good. Because Dad was telling me a while back about when some of them come back, come here. Why, they were just pitiful shape. Just didn't have nothing to eat. We never had one to leave our place that he just wouldn't, you know, for madness or something like that. Never did. Well, one good man left. Well, both of them, they finally went up north and worked in the public. One worked at a steel mill. And he did real good. He come see us now all the time. He just had hard work. He drove 50 miles of work every day at a steel mill. And he worked till he retired. He drawing good retirement. And he was...
Steel mill's hard work now.
That's right. And, then we had another one went up there, and he left this place right north of it where it was flying up there. That was another big plantation, see.
Mm-hmm.
That was a big one. And then he come back and moved with us in 48, and he stayed till about, I'd say 12 years ago, he moved to Lake Village. We've got one with me now that's been with me since 49.
Okay.
Still with me.
Yeah, you mentioned, we were talking about a fireplace. Did y'all have in the stoves, what did you have? The smoke, how did it go out, smoke went out?
She had stove pipes. It'd come up, you'd build a little chimney up on top part of the house.
Mm-hmm.
And you'd run your stove pipe into this chimney. And that's the way you do your heater too, your wood heater.
Did you have a wood heater, did you have an open kind of place in front of it?
No, it'd just be set out in a room there, see, just a regular wood heater. And you have your pipe come up and run into the chimney. And you stay around the heater, and then that heater get hot, and it throw heat all over the room.
Was it raised?
Yeah, it'd get hot. You don't see the fire, see? The fire's inside, closed in the wood heater, iron heater.
Did you ever have to clean those things out?
Oh, sure, ashes. Off.
And what about the up in the chimney, that what we get up there, all that black?
Just black soot. But it just build up, but it don't ever stop up. We never had any trouble with it.
Now, I want to ask you about the things you had in the house. You remember the type of, Oh, let me ask you about your house. Can you give me...